This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the third and final hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
It's Johnny B. Good morning, everyone.
Going all right in there, bud?
Yeah, we're doing okay. I'm ready to pop a nap. Hope maybe play some golf today. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it would. I don't think I have golf on my itinerary today. It could happen, though. You know, spur of the moment.
Yeah.
Wild hair kind of thing. But anyway, well, that was a good call with him, and that's you know, anybody that
highly educational
wants to know a little bit about the environmental end of Galveston Bay. He's spent his whole life in the oyster industry and and guiding too, and he knows his business.
True.
He really does, and I appreciate his expertise. I know a little bit about it, but nothing like he does as far as the particulars, the technical stuff, you know, as far as oyster drills and sponge and all these fancy definitions of what kills oyster beds and a range of clam shells. But you got to have an environment. You got to have a habitat to have a fishery. It's all got to coincide. We all know that. All right. Well, phone lines are open. It's final hour, sickos. If you want to call in, feel free to. 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. All right. First caller in this final hour is going to be my buddy from Highlands, Ray Stanley. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, big guy. How you doing?
I'm good. How in the world are you?
I'm just doing great. I really appreciate Steve Hillman's Environmental 101 on an early Sunday morning. That boy is plenty sharp, I can tell you that. he's sharp in a lot of things, but that he's grown up, to your point, grown up in that that industry. And
well, and he's got a degree in it, too. You know, he went to college for it, and he's a sharp cookie.
Well, he's sharp in a lot of ways. I always appreciate just being around. I like to sit next to a chair over him at Topwater and have an adult beverage. And anyway, I'm going to use his term.
Say when. We can make that happen. Hey, I had a texter call in. Man, he knows a lot about talking about it. Steve said, man, he knows a lot about this bay system. He said, yeah, I'm just a dumb butt from San Leon. I like that. That's a good one.
Well, you know, I'm going to use this term mule lip. I still kind of have the mule lip over the Astros, and then of course my Bears let Texas beat them yesterday. And
well, it's good the Longhorns finally won one, but I hated that they had to win one against your Bears.
Well, and you know, the thing that I really enjoyed about that thing is, you know, Austin, Texas high schools are quarterback generating machines.
They are.
And that Ellinger and Brewer both went to high school there, separate high schools. And Brewer's, of course, went to the high school where Drew Brees came out of, and I don't know how many others. I've gotten where I can't count them anymore.
Man.
But anyway, here's one for the ages. And you've heard everything and done everything, Mickey. See if you've heard this one before. My friend took his boat, his Empire, down to Fort Anahuac, put in. They went out and did a little catfishing, and And they come back, and his buddy goes up and gets his truck and backs it down the thing. And he looked at it and said, yeah, that just doesn't look right. Hold on just a minute. Somebody had taken his doggone runner boards off of his trailer.
Oh, come on.
Now, have you ever heard of that?
At Fort Anahuac Park.
Yeah, really. And
boy, that must have been a quick job because, you know, Chambers County, they patrol that a lot.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, and the God, of course, he had just gone up to McLean and bought the high dollar boat rate, you know, carpet and put it on there and everything.
Right.
And it was looking so good. They probably just had a little cordless impact wrench and zapped those lag screws out of the bottom. The lag screws were still laying on the hot top under where the trailer was.
Unbelievable.
So anyway, he got his buddy to watch his boat and jump in his truck and went over the hills and got a couple of 2x4 studs and zip tied them on there and came on home to redo that deal. But
remember, 5 or 6 years ago, James, you know, he always put in there a lot in the fall back when we had a big time fishing back there. And he came in and the police had a guy, they were arresting him. This guy almost had James's front bumper off on his truck.
You know, I remember that story.
Remember that? That
yeah.
Cop had pulled up on the hill and looked down there and saw this suspicious activity. And the guy would go over there and get under the bumper, you know, loosen everything up, and then he'd go back to his fishing rod there on the dock and was acting like he was fishing off the dock.
Right.
And that cop figured that out real quick, said, man, that don't look right. And he went down there, and sure enough, that guy was trying to, well, he almost had the bumper off. He was going to walk away with James' bumper.
You know, we've seen a day when, especially at Goo Hole and early on at Hugo Point and then over there at Anahuac, when it was a whole lot worse than it is now. In fact, this is the first thing that I've heard of in a long, long time because, to your point, they patrol that pretty good. And
yeah.
Still the best place to put, but I was just astounded to hear that story. You know, you were talking about the seeing the Bud and Sissy license plate.
Yeah.
Back during that Gillies era, my good friend that lives in New Orleans' son was at LSU as the student manager of the baseball team, and David, his son, who was the manager, wanted to take some of those kids that were, especially Yankees. That had been recruited over there in the baseball team. We wanted to come down, wanted me to take them out to the ranch and just show them a little taste of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So I had two of them in the back seat of my truck, and he was in the front seat of mine, and we're going across 46 from New Braunfels over to Bernie, and I cruise up behind this pickup truck, and David said, look at that bumper sticker. And I looked up that red bumper sticker, and we both started laughing. And those two kids got up over our shoulder and looked at that bumper sticker and said, well, what's so damn funny about that? And I said, I can tell you hadn't been to any Texas honky-tonks because the bumper sticker said, Wrangler butts drive me nuts.
Yeah, like the Rocky Mountain jeans.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I said, shoot, these boys need to spend some time at Gillies or something. They'd get that one for sure.
Welcome to Texas, boys.
Yeah, buddy. Well, I guess if we get that is funny, isn't it?
It is.
We get some of these fronts, keep pounding down through here, and maybe old Zeta will go over there and, I hate to see our Louisiana people get beat up on, but some of the spaghetti models, I think the European one shows it turning and going over to, you know, over to the panhandle of Florida. So
yeah.
So, you know, you never know. It's still.
It's definitely going to spin it up towards the top end of the Gulf somewhere and target,
yeah.
You know, who knows where the target's going to be, if it even hits anything. Yeah.
Well, that's right, and it may not even develop. It's way too early for them to be talking about that. Jim Cantore hadn't even started packing his bags yet.
Yeah, but I bet he's an eager beaver right now, just waiting patiently, see which way to go.
He's had a heck of a year, hadn't he?
Yeah, they have. I think Vaughn sent me a text earlier, our old plumber buddy, and he was talking about, he said that if this is Tropical Storm Zeta, he said this is the second time in the history of weather records that 27 named storms in one season.
That just blows my mind. But you know,
isn't that nuts?
Just like drives me nuts. You know, just like I've said a million times, if you heard me say it probably 2 million times, God and Mother Nature have just never gotten along.
No, they haven't.
And boy, it just seems like one thing right after the other. Did you get it? How many limbs did you have down in your yard from that blast yesterday afternoon?
I had a few. I couldn't believe it, man. That was, when that front line came through, what was it, Friday? Boy, we had some high gusts, you know. And my weather radio went off with alerts saying, you know, that we're going to have 60-mile-an-hour gusts. So, and we did.
Well, I got a 54. And,
yeah.
Thank goodness it didn't last very long. In fact, it didn't last very long at all. But
well, I hope anybody we knew got in off the water before that thing hit.
Well, one of my friends has just reworked an old 150 Evinrude on a really old Glastron that he had, and he was out there on the river doing little sea trials with that, but they got back in our canal just as that thing hit.
Boy, so that's good.
It wouldn't have been good to have been out on that bay, I'll tell you. But
no, if you'd been in the wrong place, it can get nasty real quick, especially on T-Bay. Well, Ray, I got to run, man. Always enjoy talking to you, and you have a good Sunday.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, Ray, see you now.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
You know, I got 190 mile an hour, 10.3 in the quarter, 3.060 Mustang that uses racing fuel. It's got a NASCAR package, and people have seen me going up and down 59 doing 140 all the doggone time. In fact, there's got guys pulling boats doing 115. I run side by side with them a while. We talk for a minute, and I run up to about 140, something like that. Going to put them away.
Who in the world is pulling a boat 115 miles an hour? That is 20, suicide.
20 guys are doing that. Now, check this out, Mick.
We'll be reading about them in the Chronicle.
Hey, man, my dang old wife in labor, man. Got them going down to the hospital and have Ned Lamaze partner, man.
Good evening, sir. Do you know why I pulled you over? There's an amateur race at the Speedway this weekend. Winner gets to drive the pace car when NASCAR comes to town.
Whoa, man, you talking about that NASCAR, man? I've been trying over 5 years, man, to get on that dang old pace car, man. You gonna get me on in down on there?
I see I'm talking your language now.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. As we move right along, it's 5:23 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's get to our phone lines. We do have some available. They are open. Any sickos want to call in? Let's talk about it. 713-572-4610. All right. First up, let's go to Vernon. Vernon, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
How you doing this morning, Miggy?
Good. How are you, sir?
Everything's great. It's funny that Ray called first. That's who I was actually calling about. I've got this Sea Hunt 23-foot boat, and I bought me a new Seuss 250 Suzuki.
Uh-huh.
I hear you talk a lot of times about the prop and the speed and RPMs and stuff. I like to get that, you know, how do you do that to where I know I'm getting everything out of that, you know, out of that motor that should be. It comes with a prop that's on it, so I'm not really sure about that.
It, you know, whoever you bought the Suzuki from, I'm sure they had a pretty good idea of, you know, how close to prop it for that particular hull. And
yes, sir.
You definitely want to be able to, you know, if that the red line on that engine is 6,000, you definitely want to be turning 59, 50, even up to 6,000 RPMs, you know, at full throttle once you get it broke in.
And, okay, yes, okay.
And, you know, judge how it performs. Like, if your hole shot's good, you know, you push your throttle all the way down on the console and you lift out of the water real quick and easy, or you can just barely give it throttle and it'll still break over. That's a good sign that the prop is optimal for you. And your mid-range, and you want to feel that control too, you know, when you're trimmed up and you make any turns, your steering feels good and loose and it turns easy and not real tight and hard to turn with a lot of torque on it.
Yep. It definitely works that way. I'm taking it out today and just put my attention just on this project here.
Yeah.
I don't know about this weather coming up.
Are you running a three-blade or four-blade prop on it, Vernon?
It's a three-blade.
Three-blade, okay.
Yeah. I was thinking about that Mansfield Cup, but I don't know if I need to go all do all that with a four-prop. I've been hearing you talk about that.
What I like about running a four-blade on that big Kenner I'm running is because it's like four-wheel drive for a boat. It gives me a lot of stability because I do a lot of running in and out of bayous and stuff like that with customers loaded down. And, you know, with 90-plus gallons of fuel in it and three or four big guys in it, I want that good hole shot where I'm not sitting there just, you know, trying to get on play.
Yeah.
I mean, it just shoots it out of the water. And then I mostly run mid-range. My RPM level is usually between 4,000 and 4,500 everywhere I go. Now, I do open it up on occasion, you know, clean the cobwebs out every now and then. But you just want to have that good feel when you turn the boat and you don't get that slippage and blowing out or any of that kind of stuff, you know.
Okay, well, I think it must be doing pretty good then. I'm going to do that.
Sounds like it.
Well, I sure appreciate the good advice, and y'all have a great day.
Okay, Vernon, have a good one. Catch him up, man.
Okay, I'm going after him, Daddy. We'll see you
later. All right, later, man. Okay. All right, up next is Guitar Dave. Dave, you're early this morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, I heard the bing. Hey, dude, I'm sitting here at Apple Plaza Marine.
Well, what are you doing up there?
Well, I'm going to go sneak over to my brother's house in a little while and fish off the dock by that power lines over there in a little bit. But, remember I told you I got a girlfriend out here now in Willis.
Oh, God help her.
I know. That's what I'm trying to say. Hey, no, everything's going good. Man, I tell you, let me give you a report. I'm looking at the flags over here, and they're just kind of breezing, and I feel just a breeze. The water looks good out here right now. I mean, as far as I can see, you know, through the dark. You know, and I'm not a rocket scientist on anything, but is it going to pick up later, do you think, or the wind today?
Up there where you're at, I don't think so. Maybe along the coast we'll get a little bit of east breeze, you know, going, but up your way, it ain't.
The piney woods, you know, like you can get behind some of them pine trees and it'll block the windage.
Well, but you know, that's a pretty good ways from the coast. I've seen it blowing 20 down here and talked to Richard while he's fishing, and he's got about a 5-mile-an-hour wind, so.
Yes, sir. Hey, let me, you know, I'm going to ask you on this question on, you know, on the trailer tires and stuff and on your car tires. What I've noticed, thank God I'm not over there in the hood picking up right now, but I've been, you know, when I pick up trash, I've been noticing these little kind of the rectangular pieces. I think, you know how the lead, I find a lot of lead out there, you know, that you bang onto the tire, you know, to balance the tire is what I'm
saying. Wheel weights.
Yeah. Is it a new thing for these wheel weights that they got these little ones that I don't know why they're falling off? They don't look like they're glued on or what? I don't know.
Well, now they have the ones that go on the inside of the wheel with the adhesive on the back. They're long strips, you know, mag wheels and stuff. But, no, wheel weights shouldn't be falling off unless somebody's got a pair of wheel weight pliers through the parking lot popping them off people's cars. So,
well, no, the other thing is I forgot about is, you know, they get in that parking lot at night, nobody's in there, and they start doing them burnouts and burning their daddy's tires up.
Well, they could be slinging them off, you know.
Yeah, Yeah, but it's a small little rectangle. I'll have to, when I find my next one, I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Yeah, but take a picture and text it to me or message me with it, and I'll be able to tell you more about it.
It has the ounces on it and everything, you know. But, hey, the other thing is, real quick, let's see, we got this. My new girlfriend, she wants to go to Belleville Meat Market the first of the month, so we're going to be heading down there. We're going to take a trip down there and do all that. The other thing is, if Santa Fe Jim calls in, I'm going to tell him he owes me about 3 or 4 more hog legs over here, man, because I need to make some more calls. All right, Captain. Hey, I'm going to go. Everybody's starting to show up here. Oh, here come the boats. I saw one boat going out, had all his lights on and everything. And like I said, I'm looking at the Texas flag here, and it's kind of barely flickering. And thank God they got the whites up, man. Don't put the white down. That's upside down on the Texas flag.
Well, right, Dave, right, good luck to you, man. Take care of that new girlfriend.
I'm trying as best I can.
Buddy.
All right, man. Thank you, sir. All right,
later, man. All right. That's Guitar Dave. Phone lines are available, 713-572-4610. After the break, we'll come back with Justin and Bill. You guys will be up next. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 6:37 in the Bayou City. Final segment of the Outdoor Show already. My, how time flies. Can't believe it's already this late. All right, let's get to our callers. Let's go to Justin. He's up next. Justin, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Captain Mickey?
Not a lot. It's all good.
Man, I'm new to Texas. I'm from Florida. And,
cool.
Moved down here. I was a guide in Florida, and I don't know why anybody's not talking about the surf fishing over here. I caught a stringer with 2 9-pound trout.
Okay.
Just off, right there off the jetties, just outside of East Beach right there. And then I ran over to Caronquawan Lake.
Caronquawa Lake?
Yeah. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Caronquawa. It's named after the Indians. We used to have Caronquawa Indians that roamed the coast here. All of them were 7 feet tall, big Indians.
Yeah, when the tide was high last weekend, I smoked redfish over there. Smoked.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why anybody's not talking about the surf fishing right now. When
well, we usually do when it's right.
Today, got 1 foot surge with no wind.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm about to hit it.
Well, I hope you do good. 2 9-pound trout, that's I hadn't heard of that in a long time. Somebody catching two of those.
Two of them. That's star tournament trout.
Yeah, but we only had 2 8-pounders weighed in the star all year long, and both those came out of the surf.
I had two of them right there. You coming out the jetties right off the East Beach.
Well, that's good. That's awesome. What'd you catch them on?
Well, my girlfriend caught it on live shrimp. I caught both the 9-pounders on voodoo shrimp.
Voodoo shrimp.
Voodoo shrimp.
That'll do it. Voodoo.
Artificial voodoos.
I've never thrown them, but I know about them. Yeah.
Yeah, they get that whipping tail, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Keep throwing them. Catching 9-pounders on them. Go for it.
We threw the voodoo with the rattle weight.
Oh, yeah, the chatterweight.
Mm-hmm.
Under a cork.
Mm-hmm. No cork.
Dragging it on bottom.
Yep.
Well, good deal.
But they were the, I think they're like 3.5 inches or 3 or 4 inches. They have less weight. They sit on top of the water almost, about a foot under the surface.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, cool deal. Well, welcome to Texas.
Hell yeah, man. I love it, man. I love it.
Well, wait till it gets really good around here. We've been through some bad times in our bay system with You know, we've had severe flooding for 6 years. Wait till all these fish really build back up and we get it back like it used to be. Galveston has always been an incredible fishery, you know, our whole bay complex for years and years.
I look at Google Earth a lot, and tell me a little bit of knowledge on what you got on Christmas Bay. That looks like a sweet little honey hole. Is that, am I wrong there?
No, Christmas Bay is a good bay. It's just certain times of the year. I think when the water's cold is when it produces best. I mean, they catch fish year-round, summer long, but for bigger and better fish, I think once the water gets in the 60s and mid to upper 50s, that's when I've seen some really good catches come out of Christmas.
Yeah? Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I've got one of those solo skiffs as well, and I was thinking maybe running that thing back in there.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a good idea. It's been, you know, the way the freshwater's changed things in this bay, all that lower end, you know, Campbell Bay and West Bay, behind the pass, and what I call the Tri-Bay area, which is Christmas, Bastrop, and Chocolate, have been holding the most trout for the better part of this year. It's where a lot of good fish have come from.
We smoked those damn trout right there on the east side of the beach, right off that jetty.
Well, that's good. Hope my old buddy Sharky hears that. Maybe he can catch a couple of 9-pounders.
I fished trout in all through the Gulf Coast. Never had bigger trout than that. It was a great awakening to come into Texas.
Well, welcome aboard.
Man.
All right, I got to run. I got some more callers to get. And, Justin, thanks for the call. You have a good Sunday. Good luck. Okay. All right, let's go to Bill. He's up next. Bill, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Captain Mickey, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, old Cliff Webb, he fishes Baffin Bay a lot, doesn't he?
Who?
Cliff Webb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I call him Mr. Baffin. He's the man.
And have the hurricanes hurt the reefs down there around Corpus very much?
No, they don't have a lot of structure like we do up here. The upper coast is more oyster oriented, you know, from Matagorda, you know, over into Louisiana. You know, back in the day when Galveston was really booming with you know, abundance of oyster beds, you know, we supplied probably 80% of the country with their oysters, especially up on the east coast and northeast corner of the country. But I'm sure they got a little bit of shell and everything down there. But when you get way on down there, the salinity levels are way too high, you know, for oyster life. Their big habitat down there is grass.
Yeah, I knew they had a lot of grass down there.
Yeah, all that lower end down there. You know, you got a lot of shell in the Rockport area and Mesquite Bay and San Antonio Bay. San Antonio Bay, between Port O'Connor and Rockport, that used to be a big oyster mecca too, and which was, you know, just a great habitat for their fishery also. You got some rivers feeding that where you keep the right salinity levels to grow oysters. And but the farther south you go, grass is definitely the main habitat for the survival of speckled trout, spotted sea trout.
If you get with him, you can, if you want to fish Baffin, you can just tell him that, you know, if you have two or three, you know, a couple of guys, that wouldn't be a problem, would it?
No, not at all. I highly recommend going with him. He's a great guy, man, and out of all the people I've been affiliated with for 40 years and fished with up and down the coast, he's probably caught more double-digit trout than anybody I know.
He lives in the right spot, doesn't he?
It is the right spot, no doubt. For giant speckled trout, they've always held a cut above everywhere, you know, everywhere else on the coast for a double-digit fish. No doubt about that.
December about your best time?
Down there probably from about mid-November to mid-March. You want to hit that down there. If you can hit it right behind the cold front, that's, man, that's when it can produce a real monster trout. It's right behind those cold fronts. I know Doug Bird, you know, I used to fish with him a little bit. He's a great fisherman, too. He's retired now, but he fished down there, and he loved going out behind those cold fronts.
Yeah, I listened to you on the radio the other day about, he was talking about getting that pass and driving down the shore of the King Ranch and seeing those trout.
Uh-huh.
Well, it must have been the days.
Yeah. Yep. We had a similar setup up here. I remember in Galveston, it was just incredible how many giant trout we had swimming around in these waters up here. Times have changed, though. A lot more pressure, environmental changes. You know, all of it correlates into one big factor, you know, environment and habitat. And a lot more people fishing that know what they're doing now. Everybody's pretty much plugged in. Equipment's better. Electronics and cell phones, a lot of networking. And these fish get a lot of pressure. All right, Bill.
Well, I wanted to remind everybody to get out there and vote if you want to keep your guns and you want to.
Yeah, well, hey, we'll just leave it at that. We're going to stay away from politics. I've been warned.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so we can't go there.
Okay.
But I do highly recommend everybody go vote because it's your right and your privilege. All right, buddy. You have a good day, Bill.
Thank you, Mick.
See you, man. All right, Kayak Dave is next. Dave, good morning.
What's up, man?
Not a lot. How you doing there, bud?
I guarantee you I ain't caught no 9-pound trout, Mick. If I caught a 9-pound trout, everybody from California to New York and everywhere else would know it, and you'd see me with a grin on my face wider than...
Oh, I know it.
Enough of that. Make that. Fishing's been pretty good. No, it hadn't. That ain't true. It's been too dang windy. but you can get out there and hustle up on a couple. You get a little pocket time. They're out there, and they'll bite a little bit. Maybe I've been having a kind of rough time, but it don't slow me down. I had some shingles and jumps in my finger.
Oh, God.
Now, you know, that ain't no fun when you're trying to fish.
No, sir. Man, I feel bad for you. My wife had them years ago. She had she quit smoking and was taking Chantix, and she got them like on her face, around her lip and nose area. I've never seen anybody that miserable in my whole life. It was pitiful.
This must second time having them. The last time I had them, they was all in my back. No big deal there. It's just burning like crazy. But
you need to go get one of those shots, man.
Man, I need some help.
Yeah, you need. They have a shot for that now.
Yeah, that shot's kind of like the flu shot too. I haven't heard about that.
Well, actually, yeah, I'm not gonna. But I'm just telling you, they have a shot for it, and
I think I'm going to have to go get that shot. But anyway, that Mustang hadn't been coming out the garage, man. You know, I just had a birthday, and you actually get old overnight.
Well, happy birthday, old man.
Oh, man. When you're this old, you just don't even know.
Hey, it doesn't even matter, man. Just pass them up and keep going, brother.
That's right, man. tell you what, a lot of there's too many hot rods on the road. Way too many hot rods. I parked that Mustang about 2 months because I'm fishing. I ain't got time. A kayak don't fit on that Mustang.
No, it don't, man.
But anyway, after about a month or two of only driving it from here to Walmart and back, make that speed scare the heck out of you.
Yeah, it will. You got to be accustomed to that. It's like anything else.
Look, it come at you too fast, man.
Yeah, it will.
And then you'd be wondering, how in the world was I ever out there driving like a maniac? But well, I guess you got to learn.
Yeah, slow it down and live longer and fish longer. And hit the golf ball longer, man. Go
well,
fast
you know
in between.
Whatever you're mad at is what you're going to do, Mick.
True.
Right now, I'm mad at some fish. I'm mad at them, bro. Especially somebody says a 9-pound they're out there. Heck, it's probably been 2-3 years. But the only thing I caught probably about a 7-pound and maybe one or two of them on 1,000 fishing trips.
Oh, I know. Hey, it's got to be at the right place the right time, I guess. My timing's been a little off here lately, but they'll come. We used to catch a lot of 9-pounders back in the day, but I think the last
9-pounders and didn't even weigh them.
Yeah, fillet them, eat them.
Trying to catch the next one.
But we're not from Florida either, brother.
Hey, you know what? I'm just waiting on the tug. But you know what? I do not like to catch that bank trout anymore, Mick. That, you know, let him at least, yeah, give me something legal.
That's
when
it.
You catch a little pencil, it's kind of like, man, you just feel like you're just abusing the youth or something.
Yeah, I pull away from them. I won't sit on them and beat them up. I'll just move on,
No, it hurts me to take them off.
That's our future. 4 or 5 years down the road, they could be 9-pounders. You never know. Boy, they grow in Galveston, all the food we got. Well, hey, I got one more caller to get, Dave. I got to run, bud.
All right, Mick, out of here.
Hey, good talking to you. Hang in there, man. Beat them shingles. All right, let's go to Al. You're our last caller. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, I'm fixing to head out. I think we're heading to Greens Lake this morning. But I called because I've been listening to the show forever, and I've been listening to you since you've been on. And I'm here to toot your horn for you because I went fishing with you a couple weeks ago, and you made us feel so comfortable fishing with you, and we're not the most experienced fishermen. But I've been just like, anyway, I just want to say thank you, Captain Mickey, for making our fishing experience for probably the one time I'll ever get to go with a guide a great one. So,
well, hey, I enjoyed you guys. Y'all were a great crew, and y'all gave me all the BS. Well, we're not very good, we're not very experienced. I didn't see any backlashes, I didn't hear no whining. All y'all did was grind, and, hey, it started out slow. I went to those fish I'd been on, and they wouldn't bite that morning. And thank God for redfish.
Yeah, no kidding. And again, it's not like it all about the meat haul or anything like that. It was just getting out there, and the conversations we had that had nothing to do with fishing was, awesome as well.
Oh, that's part of it. You got to be buddies with the crew you got, man, and make the most of it. And that's just the way I fly. You know, I go out and fish as hard as I can and try to make it enjoyable and enjoy the people I have with me. I mean, that's what I love about my job, man.
Yeah, what people hear on the radio and how you talk is exactly how you are, and I just want to, toot your horn for you.
Well, I appreciate that, and your two sons are as fine a young gentleman as you'll ever meet and fish with. I was honored to fish with them.
Well, thank you very much, Captain Mickey. Hopefully we get to do it again. So,
hey, bring it on, man. I'd love to take y'all again. Let's go for it.
All right.
And tell your wife, yes. I appreciate her booking the trip and buying you that trip for a present.
Oh,
and tell her, feel free to call me anytime. I'll get her hooked up again.
what got me was I got the trip or didn't even know, even before I even knew I had that trip, I was wondering. One day I was looking on my face, I go, how come you're friends with Mickey Eastman and I'm not on Facebook?
That's right.
Deal?
Well,
and she came up with some story and boom, I bought it, so I had no idea what's going on here.
Well, there you go, buddy. Well, Al, hey, thanks again, and I appreciate you being kind like that. And y'all were a great crew, and I'd love to take you again. That was a lot of fun, buddy.
Yes, sir. All righty. I see my friends pulling up in their boats. So here we
go. Hey, go do your thing. Catch them up, brother.
Yes, sir. Later. Bye.
Hey, later, man. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have again today. But we're going to be back next week on Thursday morning, bright and early, right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.